How is Indonesia's economic development, including inclusive growth, under Jokowi compared to previous presidents?
In terms of the plan or in terms of the intention, I think Jokowi is quite strong in directing Indonesian economy toward inclusive growth. For example, when he is explicitly wanting to introduce inequality as represented, for example, in the target in RPJMN or even in the budgetary target. So on paper, so it's quite obvious that he is leading Indonesian economy toward, he want to lead Indonesian economy toward more inclusive growth. However, we still yet to wait how it will be implemented. But there are some notes that I think important for the last 1 year. First is the inclusiveness of economic growth under Jokowi has been noted with the poverty reduction, increase in the poverty incidence. So it's not good in terms of the inclusiveness of growth, because it's in economic growth necessarily has to be accompanied by poverty reduction, but not at least within 6 months after Jokowi's presidency poverty. But this, and then the importance point as well is this, in, according to my opinion, this reduction, this increase in the poverty incidence caused by various factors that could have been prevented through policies. For example, the price rise volatility could have been prevented by better management of price volatility or rice rice market operation, for example, or through opening import of rice. But also there are other policy failures in terms of the compensation. The Jokowi compensation for fuel subsidy reduction during the first 3 months of the government has been delayed. So during the first 3 months, basically the poor is not protected from the escalation of price rise. In terms of the social spending done by Jokowi, I think I may say correctly follow the success story of SBY. So he didn't really change much, but there are still room for improvement. For example, Jokowi could have make the KIP, Kartu Indonesia Pintar, more progressive by applying Kartu Jakarta Pintar, which has more money to spend. But he only changed the name of BSM to KIP, so with the same amount of redistributive power. And also, last thing, but not least, is Jokowi inclusive growth to the future. That prospect really depend on whether or not the infrastructure spending will have a characteristic of inequality reducing or equal or inequality increasing. It depend on what type of the infrastructure and other thing that really characterize that as